as we say good morning to Jason Kant, starting the best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, you know, I heard somebody else saying that the start of opening day in baseball, which is like just around the corner, is like it's a start of summer. And I'm like, spring gets no respect. Like, we just started spring and people already want to declare summer.
Yeah. You know, and I wonder if part of that is our spring often seems so delayed because it's just like winter, 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 winter. Oh, now it's summer.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think you're right. I think that's space for spring in there is it gets a little crowded out.
Well, you know, comedian Rodney Dangerfield, I mean, kind of his tagline was, I get no respect. And so you think of that for thing. And I felt like when I heard that this morning, and here I'm tempted to say I was withholding saying kind of kicking off summer with Olsen's Ice Cream. I'm like, hold on, spring.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I've often said I would like maybe 2 weeks of winter, 4 to 6 weeks of summer, and then the rest of the year could be made up of spring and fall. And but it's just that's just not how it works.
Yeah. There you go. It's bubbling in my mind this morning that the idea of other things that don't get respect. And so I'm thinking of, you know, we always say salt and pepper. We always say ketchup and mustard and Batman and Robin. So Robin, pepper, and whatever else I said don't get respect. So mustard. Mustard.
Yeah, mustard.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're always kind of second.
Second fiddle.
Second fiddle.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Second fiddles also don't get respect.
Good one. Well, it is fifth song Wednesday, and here's the deal, because we've got our CCM song showdown, the title matchup today, and I love it because the love of God is front and center. We've got Cliff in Spooner, who's going with Zach Williams' Heart of God, against Crowder, God Really Loves Us, the follow-up to his song about he so loves. And so I mistitled that, but close to that. And so it was one with the sloppy, wet, controversial kiss. So anyhow, I think that's good. I mean, the love of God being championed. But I'm asking you, and you're not recalling, what was your fifth song for Andrew Peterson?
You know, if I had to guess, it would be You'll Find Your Way. And, you know, because I can think of what my top songs were, and that would have also been on my list.
So, okay.
It would have been one of my...
Well, I'll look for that one. As we were working our way through James this morning, I'll look for You'll Find Your Way. And that'll start off playing those fifth songs. We're going to start today and see what we can do. All right, so let's get to James 1, 13 through 15.
Sure, it says, and remember when you are being tempted, do not say, God is tempting me. God is never tempted to do wrong, and he never tempts anyone else. Temptation comes from our own desires, which entice us to and drag us away. These desires give birth to sinful actions, and when sin is allowed to grow, it gives birth to death.
Hmm. And in Jason's devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, on those three verses, he writes this. Beloved, when you face challenging circumstances and want to call it quits or give in to sin, you sometimes wonder why I'm tempting you. You need to know that evil never seduces me, and I never tempt anyone. Temptations may arise from your flesh, the world, or the devil, but they never come from me.
You go on to the next page.
Oh, I did. I was just kind of assuming that was... Wow, yeah, no, you do have more to say on that. Thank you. A whole big paragraph. Focus on these words. I know your heart better than you do. If sin did not cloud your self-awareness so much, you would know that when temptations to sin arise, you give space to them in your thoughts. Like a moth to a flame, you allow those desires to overtake you, and then when you have mulled them over long enough, your thoughts give way to sinful action, which is damaging to your soul. Turn instead to me. I am not your tempter. I'm only the one who can deliver you from temptation. Final thought.
Yeah, you know, I think that idea that those sinful sin grows, right? I mean, it grows first in the dark, and long before we ever act out on that, it begins to take hold on our thinking. And, you know, we sometimes wonder where that comes from. But, you know, when we turn to God, I think that's where that deliverance can come from.
And from a personal standpoint, and I think you're going to agree with this, but I mean, it's just that's why I think the thing for me is there's so much more internal self-work that is necessary, that in our hustle bustle, even Christian culture, we disregard and underemphasize.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that's a huge piece. Is we're so often looking at what's out there rather than kind of dealing with our own heart.
Yeah. And so more on that tomorrow. Same bad time, same bad channel. So I've got Andrew Peterson. You'll find your way. The question we're throwing out to folks like you who got into the tournament, thank you, with Andrew, even though he got ousted in the first round against a tough opening opponent. But tell me why you'll find your way.
You know, it's just such good and honest storytelling about a father writing to his son. And it's just a deeply moving song for me.
And we got it right now. Thank you, friend. Talk to you tomorrow.
Hi, this is Cody Ender. I'm just calling to share why I selected Whispers in the Dark from Skillet. First of all, I selected Skillet as my pick for the TCM tourney, as they are the Saturday night headliner. I thought just to kind of get people amped up for them attending one bit. Nonetheless, Whispers in the Dark, since its release on the album Comatose, it has become a staple in all their live performances. At least all eight that I have seen them live, it has become a staple and certainly one of their best performed live and really, really fun to be a part of live experience. So that was just why I selected Whispers in the Dark. Also, it's just a really, really good song, really catchy. So that's it. Thank you.
Good morning, Web. This is Sherry from Bloomer. I'm just calling in regards to the CCM artist. I picked Chris Tomlin, and I picked Chris because he's a very powerful artist, and I love his music. And my number our five song was Amazing Grace, and that song just means so much to me, and it's on my bucket list, hopefully to see him someday. So I'm hoping, Heather, if you're listening, that we can bring him to One Fest. Thank you, Web. Bye-bye.
Hey, guys. This is Keith from Owen. My song that I chosen was from, well, my group first off was Mercy Me. And my song I chose for a couple reasons. I loved the song right from the time I heard it. And then when I heard Bart's story about it, that it made me love it even more. When my dad died back in 2014, it made me think of him and what it was like for him as he got to heaven. But it took on even more meaning in November of 21 when Vicky went home. And my song that I've chosen for my fifth and final song is I Can Only Imagine. Thanks, guys.
The Web Wake Up Show, it's come to this. It's come to Zach Williams versus Crowder and her CCM Song Showdown, and two great songs you can vote on in the listener line at 715-396-1670. And that bonus vote in the Web Wake Up Show Facebook group.
Yeah, so we're going to have Zach Williams going first, then Crowder. The songs Heart of God by Zach Williams, then God Really Loves Us by Crowder. Voting going on until 7:45. Again, a new champion will be crowned, and both of these in the semifinals, both of these artists, their fourth song really roared to victory. It wasn't really close in the semifinals, but will we have a runaway here, or will we finally get that really close matchup we've been looking for? I guess it's all up to you.
Three observations, Caleb. They both have been here in the last year. They both have a number of great songs, and they both have a number of great songs that really hit our emotions, you know?
Yeah, so we'll see. It's up to you and your votes. 715-396-1670, where you also can pledge for Hope and Hoops and be in the running for that $20 Olson's Ice Cream gift card and a $50 grand prize gift card from Olson's at the end of the day. And also get that bonus vote, as Halvo mentioned, the Web Wake Up Show Facebook group. Song number one, Zach Williams, Heart of God, on WWIB, where we are family, the finale, the championship of our CCM Song Showdown. Well, don't forget, the text line is open for your Hope and Hoops pledges. Still looking for our first one after 7 a.m. Ronnie Williams from Comfort Heating and Cooling, our guest shooter. He'll come in just after 8:30 and shoot around 8:45. A $20 Olson's Ice Cream gift card will be given to one of our pledgers. So right now, your odds are really good. You'll also be put in a drawing for a $50 Olson's Ice Cream gift card at the end of the day. You can pledge at WWIB.com/hope or text 715-396-1670, which is also helpful where you can vote between our two finalists in our CCM Song Showdown.
On the text line right now at 396-1670, Zach Williams by one on this side.
All right, and again, tight between Crowder and Zach Williams as well. So it's Crowder, God Really Loves Us, against Zach Williams, Heart of God.
All right, well, again, CCM Song Tournament, it was a great battle, a lot of fun for the second straight year during the month of March during our Hope and Hoops. And the winner is... Crowder.
Congratulations, Crowder. Wow.
Yeah.
Zach Williams and Crowder both. I don't know if Zach was even in the Final Four last year. I think Crowder was.
Yeah, you're right. No, Zach was not.
But Zach, yeah, really, again, I do think that his campaign appearance at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire really helped his chances, which makes me think that Ren Collective may have a really strong showing next year because they're at the Pablo tomorrow night.
Yeah, there's a lot of great groups that didn't even make it into the field of 32. Crowder nominated by Gary Opelt. Way to go. We are the champion. Crowder singing that song this
morning. Congratulations, Crowder.
The Whip Wake Up Show on this Wednesday, the 29th of March, Olson's Ice Cream Day. Get in with your pledge for our guest shooter coming in from Comfort Heating and Cooling this morning. And I look forward to talking with him. And he'll hoop it up this morning. Somebody goes away with a $20 gift card and somebody else, they'll be included also in a drawing for a $50 Olson's Ice Cream gift card at the end of the day. So pretty good. But right now we've got... some potentially life-saving tips, Caleb.
Yes, and so these come from the internet, but it doesn't mean that you can discount them completely. For instance, when calling 911, start with your location. Okay, sure.
Yeah, they can't help you if they don't know where you are. Meanwhile, another one. Post in the internet like it could one day be read in court.
Yeah. I've heard that many times before, too. Again, when you post it online, it's a permanent record.
Yeah.
So, yeah, be careful what you post.
There you go. We've got a drop that says E stands for evidence in email. So, okay.
Some tips here from the internet. Don't open the radiator cap when your vehicle is overheating. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Odyssey taught me that.
Wow. Yeah. Another potentially life-saving tip. Don't try to drive through standing water.
True. True. Yeah. Potentially life-saving tips from the interwebs. Assume the lights at the train tracks are not functioning. Do not cross until you can actually see that a train is not, in fact, coming.
Good idea. Yeah. This is also a very good life-saving tip. Treat every firearm as if it is loaded.
You bet. Absolutely. Uh-huh. Don't handle injured wildlife. Mm. Yeah.
Okay. A couple more. Don't mess with a garage door opener spring.
And another one, if you're a passenger in a car, just don't prop your feet on the dash. Uh-huh. I know it's tempting when we finally get sunshine and warm weather, but just not safe.
We care about you. We want to keep you around.
Well, it's 8:28, 15 degrees. We're headed toward our WIB Wake Up Show weather update, and we're joined by our guest for Hope and Hoops this morning. Again, a $20 Olson's Ice Cream gift card on the line, and then a $50 gift card will be drawn from everyone who pledges all throughout the day today. But Ronnie Williams from Comfort Heating and Cooling, one of our great WWIB advertisers. Ronnie, welcome, and we appreciate you, and thanks for jumping in to be a guest shooter after it was kind of an odd situation where your wife just happened to be in the neighborhood last week, and then it was suggested, hey, we should get Ronnie to come in to shoot for Hope and Hoops, and I guess the rest is history now.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I won't mention that she locked her keys in the car.
Won't mention that. No.
Nope, but I'm glad I can be here and help out.
Well, we appreciate, again, Comfort Heating and Cooling as one of our advertising sponsors, and you guys, again, keep very busy, but always looking to help more people.
Yep. This is always our slow time. It's not really heating season, not really cooling season. And we have the opportunity to help out some people, and we do like to solve problems. So anything that's challenging, we're into that.
Yeah. And you've told me before, too, again, some people think, okay, well, Comfort Heating and Cooling, HVAC companies, I call them when something breaks or when I need something replaced. But I think what you want is saying, hey, homeowners can be proactive about not only check and cleans and such, but also saying, if there's a room in your house that's always stuffy and hot, or a room that's always colder than the rest of the house, that actually is a very fixable problem.
Yeah, I'm actually an engineer, and I'm very interested in solving problems, and I actually went to college to become a school teacher, so
sure.
I'm always trying to fix things and help people out and things like that. So we specialize in fixing ductwork that isn't working like it's supposed to, and most ductwork just isn't designed like it should be, like I think it should be. And it's just kind of thrown in, and people have to live with that, and they don't They don't have to live with that.
Yeah. I mean, I know we've run an ad before, too, for you guys, too, talking about, hey, you don't have to put up with it, because so many people think it's like, well, that's just the way the house is. But no, again, a lot of these things, it goes beyond just the unit that you have. It can go into, again, what's in the ductwork. Are you losing heating or cooling airflow into crawl spaces where it's, you know, heating or cooling parts of your house that never actually touch you? I mean, there's a lot of building science that goes into this.
No, there's a tremendous amount of effort that should go into design and repair and installation of these things. It just isn't.
And many people might not realize as well, comfort heating and cooling, you actually have a division as well, too, that Aerostar, which is some really exciting technology.
Yeah, it's a newer technology. We do duct sealing. That's been around since the 90s and was recently kind of re-explored and very popular. It helps efficiency, helps move air up to 60% improvement to room locations. And then we also seal building envelopes, so no more drafty farmhouses, even in new construction, existing construction. So much energy is lost, so much insulation is ruined through moisture going through walls and things, and we fix that all the time.
That's fantastic. Well, we'll talk with you again before you shoot, but we'll get to our WIB Wake Up Show weather update. But again, how do people contact you at Comfort Heating and Cooling if they're interested in finding out more?
We have a website, getmydexinrow.com, and we have a phone number, 286-5380. And you can talk to Jed, and if you have something more complicated, you could call me directly, or Jed can give you the number.
Fantastic. All right, Ronnie Williams, Comfort Heating and Cooling, thank you so much for joining us for Hope and Hoops today. Our last pregame chat here with Ronnie Williams from Comfort Heating and Cooling. And Ronnie, how are you feeling about this little Tykes hoop that's a couple feet behind you?
Oh, I think my arm's starting to cramp up already.
Yeah, I know, too. We got to get some Gatorade or something like that as well, too. But we appreciate you coming in and supporting the ministry here in this month-long fundraiser during March. And again, with Comfort Heating and Cooling, there are just so many different things. I think we touched on this a few moments ago, but that a lot of homeowners don't realize that there are a lot of fixable problems in their home that go beyond just, oh, it broke and someone needs to come out and repair it. When it comes to actually whole home comfort, that's something you guys specialize in.
Yeah. You know, Comfort Heating and Cooling, we're trying to make people's lives more comfortable. And, you know, people don't understand that when they go into a room that's hot or cold, or it's humid or dry, or there's a draft, that doesn't have to be that way. And even on new homes, people just buy a home and they just assume that, or when they go into the basement, it's super cold, and they go upstairs, it's super hot. It's not necessary.
Yeah, it can be fixed. It's a problem that is very much correctable. And finally, too, what kind of got you into the HVAC business, too? Because you mentioned going to school to be a teacher and engineer as well, too. How in the world did this come about?
So I've always liked to do mission trips and building homes. I've always been interested in homes. I grew up in a subdivision that was under construction. My stepdad was in HVAC when I was a kid. I always watched it from a distance. And then I started having rentals and doing remodels and stuff. And then my son decided that he didn't want to go to a four-year college. He wanted to go into the trades. So we bought a local heating and air conditioning business, Comfort Heating and Cooling. And we just kind of ran with that. And I redeveloped it into, you know, a bigger company and more diverse. And we do more than repair. We do new construction. And I really like to fix things.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I know I've had your staff out to my home before, too. And we run that ad, get Jed out of bed. Jed's a great guy, too. And again, I certainly appreciate it. Again, we homeschool. And so our kids, when strangers come in and are fixing things, they are following them all around like little puppies asking questions. And they were just so patient and kind with my children. And that, again, it's that family touch that I appreciated very much and why I love doing business locally.
Yeah, and the parent company is actually called Family Mechanical.
Yeah.
Because I always wanted to do more than just heating and air conditioning. We just haven't got there yet. But, you know, I have other businesses called Family Rental Homes, Family Rental Properties. You know, I really believe in the family and you know, that's what holds us together as people.
And that ties in with our slogan as well. We are family here at WWIB. Mm-hmm. Ronnie Williams from Comfort Heating and Cooling. Their website, Get My Ducks, like Air Ducks, getmyducksinarow.com or 715-286-5380.
It is time. But we usually, I like to get the recap from you, Caleb, before Ronnie Williams from Comfort Heating and Cooling is our guest shooter here this morning on a Olson's Ice Cream Wednesday. Who are all the people who are pledging eligible for that $20 gift card now and the $50
grand prize at the end of the day from among all the pledges.
Yeah, we want to say thank you to Crystal from Jump River, Amber from Cameron, Julie from Eau Claire, Kathy from Chippewa Falls, Marcy from Bloomer, and Gary. I think Gary's from Fall Creek, but I'll have to double check that. And again, last second pledges at 396-1670. Certainly welcome as well, but thank you to those half dozen pledges.
All right, so Ronnie Williams is willing to step up. Here he goes, and he's ready to take his first of five. Overhand, it's around and in.
Nice.
He had a nice soft touch for a very unkind rim. All right, the next one, overhand, off the back a little bit. The back plastic, one for two. The next one, got it, nice soft touch. Ooh. Little spin maybe even, two out of three. The next one, backboard, doctor, three out of four. One more, there it, oh, off the back. He goes three out of five.
Three out of five. 60%.
Uh-huh.
And again, when we chart throughout the month, 60% is an excellent time. Because I know there's been mixed success all throughout the season. We'll get Ronnie on one more time. Here's he's kind enough to even, man, clean up the loose change as well, too. How do you feel about that? Three out of five.
Three out of five is pretty good for me.
I think so. Yeah. I think so, too. And again, I mean, we said beforehand that that rim is not very forgiving whatsoever.
Yeah.
So, Ronnie, thank you so much again for supporting as an advertiser, Comfort Heating and Cooling, for coming in and shooting today, too. We appreciate you and everything you're doing as a local business owner, again, to speak the love of Jesus into what you do for families.
Yeah, and I appreciate all your listeners becoming our customers and stuff, and I appreciate what you guys do. I listen all the time.
Well, I appreciate you, Ronnie Williams from Comfort Heating and Cooling. As we continue, we can get at least one more song in here before the end of the hour in that drawing for the Olsen's Ice Cream gift card.